Parshat Bahar begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah, which is introduced to us as something Hashem told Moshe at Har Sinai. And obviously the question is, why does the Torah mention Har Sinai particularly when introducing the mitzvah of Shemitah? Rashi quotes Chazal, who famously asked this question, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai? And Rashi quotes Chazal's answer, that by specifying that the details of the mitzvah of Shemitah were also mentioned at Har Sinai, we learn that all of the other mitzvot as well, both the principles, the general principles, and the details, were both mentioned at Har Sinai. The question, though, still remains, why does the Torah choose to teach us this lesson about the details of the mitzvah, specifically by the mitzvah of Shemitah? The Or HaChaim asks this question on the Parsha's first pasuk, Lama lo limeid zeh b'mitzvah zo b'diyuk, v'lo b'mitzvah rishona o achrona. The Or HaChaim answers that the mitzvah of Shemitah teaches us the basis of our presence in the land of Israel, to connect back our presence in the land of Israel to Har Sinai, and to understand that it's the fulfillment of the mitzvot, in order to fulfill the mitzvot, that we're given the land in the first place. I believe that one can suggest a second answer, which connects back not just to Har Sinai, but to man in Gan Eden. Chazal tell us that when Adam HaRishon and Chava sinned, a zuama, a filth, entered into their identity. This filth was removed when the Jews stood at Har Sinai. And later when they sinned at the Egel, unfortunately this zuama was returned. What is the explanation of this original purity, the later defilement, the return of the purity at Har Sinai? Man in Gan Eden had everything provided for him by God. He understood that what he had comes from God, and he was able to spend his time on pursuits more significant than just developing, finding food, living the technical sides of life. When man sinned and was removed from Gan Eden and was forced to work for Parnassa, we lost touch with this pure level of existence. Though we're meant to work, we lost touch and lost our understanding of where what we have actually comes from. At Har Sinai, where we experienced Anochi Hashem Elokecha, this understanding returned. Shemitah is a way of reminding ourselves of the purity of Gan Eden, where we do not work for a year in the fields, where we realize that what we have comes from God, and we're able to focus on the more meaningful sides of life. We're freed from the work in the world to be able to focus on what actually matters. As the Rambam explains in the third parak of Avot, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana Omer, Kol makabel lavol Torah ma'avir min ol malchut ol derech eretz. A person who commits himself to Torah, to really focusing on it, God makes sure that the tirchot, the challenges of the world, are removed from this person's life. She'en lecha ben chorin ala misha osik betalmud Torah. Let's appreciate the lesson of Shemitah, so that even if we're forced to work and be involved in so many mundane matters, we know that what we need comes from Hashem, and we should focus on the pursuit of spirituality and Limud Torah, and trust that what we have we'll need, and we don't have to overdo our efforts in a world that's different than Gan Eden, but that began in Gan Eden.